Incredible. One of the worst performances of my career, and they never doubted it for a second.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Is it ending?
I think so. Yeah.
Don't they have like three different versions of it now?
They do.
Like The Walking Dead, Before The Walking Dead, The
Carol
Walking,
and Daryl.
Yeah,
and
The Walking Coma. Carol and Daryl.
They were two characters.
The brand new television show from the producers and creators of The Walking Dead, Daryl and Carol. Your two favorite zombies from the show coming back in their own sitcom called Carol and Daryl. In light that we had to start
while
the show all serious.
While we're trying to climb back up the
Yeah, while we're trying to get back to the top of Canada.
Crawling.
I thought it'd be to do a
Hold
topic.
On. We're not going
I have this picture of you and me, and there's this big like billboard-like
yes,
chart.
And
with
we're holding.
And we're just scraping down the side of the billboard.
There's something in here.
Ever since this team stepped foot in a dark forest, I've had this uneasy feeling that we've been followed.
Ever since we stepped foot in a dark forest,
I've had this uneasy feeling that I forgot to wear underwear this morning.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone. Fact, news, or fiction in 1 minute or less for your money back guarantee. DCBpodcast.com is where you can go to redeem your money if you want it back. Yes, with a scheduling snafu has caused us to record bright and early in the morning. I hope my brain can stir like it normally does. I wake up like this, actually, so I'm not too worried about it. It's just whether or not my eyes look like I'm... But that's okay. I usually give my eyes a couple hours to recover. I've got that curse of the Irish dark eye, which sucks, because I look at my... My dad's cool. My dad's okay. He's got the circles, but he has aged very well.
Yeah, he is. He looks great.
Very handsome man. He looks good. He's got a baby face. I like, you know, and I hope I go that same direction. My mom, not so much. It's not that she hasn't aged gracefully. She has. It's that those dark circles.
Yeah, they pop up.
They like sag down to her cheeks. And a lot of my family members have it too. And I just hope that I don't get that.
Yours don't look like it.
No, it's because I'm using an eye cream.
Oh, okay.
Night. I'm using some kind of, some kind of eye cream from Taiwan or something. Astrid bought it for me. Okay. I was never that guy before. Like, I was always like a priss when it came to my... When it came to my manscaping, and I take two showers a day, I'm extraordinarily clean. I like to be. My nails are all, you know, I don't like anything out of place, so to speak. I'm a little persnickety when it comes to that shit. Little secret about Brian, I got a touch of the OCD. But I never worried about, I never was putting eye cream and all that shit. I would go to the fucking tanning bedroom. I'm putting an eye cream for what reason? Until Astrid came to me with, she's like, you got to start putting on some eye cream.
Preventative.
Yeah, and so I went through a couple of them. I would go to like CVS and buy like the cheapest one I saw. And it was literally burning my skin. It was setting my skin on fire.
Oh, yeah. It can irritate. That's a delicate area.
So then Astrid's like putting on this cream one night. And I'm like, what is it? It's like, I got all like, you know, Chinese language. I'm like, what is that? She's like, it's a special eye cream with, you know, pearl butt juice. I don't know what it's got in it. Some kind of shit. Pearl cum or something.
Right.
I'm like, pizzle. If it's got pizzle cum in it. And I'm like, what? But then I put it on, and I don't know if it's the placebo effect or what it is, but the next day I thought to myself, wow, you look good, bro.
Yeah,
you look good.
Keep looking good. Yes, feeling
I put
good.
It on every night and continue to go to the tanning bed to work against all the good that I'm doing. We got into We Crashed last night.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I've seen a little bit of it. I read the story a long time ago. Another documentary I think I saw about it. So I've watched a couple episodes of the one. It's Jared Leto, right?
Jared Leto and
Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway, who's just gorgeous. Just gorgeous. I'm just so in love with Anne Hathaway. But because I worked in real estate, I kind of watched the rise and the fall and understood the mechanics behind the fall. Like why...
They were popping up everywhere.
They were popping up everywhere.
I mean, everywhere. They were the next big thing. They were funded by that...
Andreessen Horowitz or whatever.
Yeah,
was it Andreessen Horowitz? The people who funded Facebook or something like that?
I don't know, but yeah. And then, our vax.
Well, it's interesting because the first investor that he got was actually a landlord that they were trying to score a Manhattan downtown building.
Right.
And the landlord comes in and there's this, like, they're on this shitty building that he has in Manhattan. And it's like basically just asbestos coming out the door and no light coming in. The movie portrays it, I think, very dramatically. But I think it is a very dramatic moment when Anne Hathaway, playing the soon to be wife, at least at this time in the movie, soon to be wife.
Right. They weren't married.
Of this guy who owns, who started WeWork along with his partner. So there's three of them. The I can't remember his name, but anyway, there's three of them. And I just spilled coffee all over the studio. Okay, keep going. It's the morning time.
It's what the morning expect? Show.
So he walks in. So the landlord walks in and the landlord says, you know, basically, I don't have time for you guys.
Yeah.
And the owner of WeWork says, that's okay, we don't want to be here anyway. This is not for us. We're selling a lifestyle, not we're not selling space. We're not selling office space. We're selling a lifestyle. And in 15 minutes, according to the movie, he closes this guy on a $45 million, $50 million actually, investment in the company.
Wow.
And
yeah, the guy's name's Adam, right?
Adam Nussbaum.
Yes.
Adam Nussbaum. And then his wife's name is like Rizky or something like that, right?
She's like Gwyneth Paltrow's cousin.
She is. We used to write for it. But it's just, it's a fascinating story.
Fascinating.
I'm not so convinced about the actual television show. It seems like, I don't know if I can get into Jared Leto so much. He does such a great job, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced about Jared Leto. Some movies I watch him and I'm like, what a fucking.
Right.
I can't tell it's Jared Leto. It's like, he's an actor. He's an actor's actor.
Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes I watch Jared Leto, and I'm not convinced about We Crashed yet, but sometimes I watch Jared Leto, and I'm like, that's just Jared Leto.
Yeah.
He's just Jared Leto playing like a fake version of himself. He's like overacting the thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt he's a good actor, but I'm not always convinced about Jared Leto. So we'll see. I'll keep you posted on We Crashed.
Yes.
I'm interested in the story because I used to work in real estate and commercial real estate at that, so I kind of understand it. But it got me thinking. Yeah, everybody was talking about We Crashed. So many shows that people talk about, and I watch them, and I feel like they're way fucking overrated. Like, just way overrated. So I looked up overrated television shows, right? I went to the internet, and I decided to look up. You want to hear, like, a small list of some of these?
Yes.
Okay. And then you tell me if you agree with this.
Okay.
All right. So, hold on 1 second. Okay. So this is the 25 most overrated television shows. Number one, The Big Bang Theory. I could not agree more with this.
Yeah, I didn't get into that one.
Who fucking cares about The Big Bang Theory? It is so...
It ran for so long, too.
Yeah, I know, but I think that's part of the, like, mythology of
lore.
It. Just because you ran long doesn't make you a good show. You know what else ran long? Playboy After Dark, but it wasn't a good television show. It was a like softcore porn, but it wasn't a good show.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been able to get into this.
I don't understand. Yeah, it was on all the time too.
It's on everywhere. It's on every minute of every fucking day. There's always. It's not that I'm sure that those people didn't put all of the love and attention into that show that they wanted. I'm not saying this is not about hard work. Personally, for me, I don't give a shit how many miles Jupiter is from the closest black hole. And the thing is, well, it gives you facts while you're watching the show. I don't fucking care. I don't fucking care. If I want some facts, I'll watch Breaking Bad. That's a show you can get into.
That's a great show.
All right. So, and just to let you know, Breaking Bad comes up on this list. Which
really?
It's just insane. People are stupid. If you watch Breaking Bad and you don't think that's a good television show, I think you got something wrong with your head.
Absolutely. It's a great show.
Okay. So, the next one on the list is This Is Us.
Yeah. Well, I've watched it. It makes me cry almost every time I watch it.
But doesn't it make everybody cry? Isn't that kind of like I think the writer's only goal in the show is just to make
story.
It's a sweet story about what?
Well, the dad and the family, and he dies trying to, you know, in the fire.
You can't even explain to me what the show's about.
It's about the family and how they move on and grow and change and have lives. And yeah, it's not for everybody.
I watched like 10 episodes, and you know, Astrid and I were so excited about this show when it first came out because everybody was like, oh my God, every moment of the show is a tear jerking emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
And I found myself.
Some of it's cheesy.
It's so fucking. I agree. I think this show is overrated. But now I know I'm going to get a lot of hate mail. People are going to be like, how I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, couldn't agree more.
I know.
I don't get that one either. It's everybody loves Raymond. Couldn't agree more. That show to me is so fucking dumb and stupid. It's like,
yeah,
King of Queens. Yeah, another one.
King of Queens.
I hate King of Queens. When I something about the way
it was kind of mindless.
Yeah,
TV.
Stupid. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it was ran forever.
Yeah,
lots of people loved it. Something about the way that CBS, that particular network, the way that they film their television shows bothers me. I don't know. It's like the coloring of it or something. It just irritates me.
Yeah,
anytime I see a CBS show like CSI, what, you know, CBS, CSI Thailand or whatever new shit they're showing, I can't stand it. I wish that they would get on the NBC train, who films things more theatrically, I think.
They do a great job.
Yeah. And CBS is still using technology from 1952 to film their shows. How I Met Your Mother, Big Bang Theory, King of Queens. Well, Big Bang Theory, was that on CBS?
I don't know. Or was that on the CW? The CW, I think. Yeah.
And then King of Queens. Can't stand it. The Walking Dead.
Oh, I loved it at first.
I don't know.
Then it kind of fell off the rails.
The first episode. My brother worked for this television show for a long time, so I don't want to trash talk it too much. But, I mean, it wasn't like he was like, he wasn't one of the main characters. But I just never liked it. I could never get into it.
I got hooked on the first few seasons, but then it fell off the rails.
Somebody called it a soap opera with zombies.
It was. It turned into that.
And I know a lot of people love Walking Dead. And
I don't know that anybody that still loves it. I think that's why it's ending.
Is it ending?
I think so, yeah.
Don't they have like three different versions of it now?
They do.
Like The Walking Dead, Before the Walking Dead.
Carol and Daryl.
Yeah,
and
The Walking Coma. Carol and Daryl.
They were two characters.
The brand new television show. From the producers and creators of The Walking Dead, Daryl and Carol. Your two favorite zombies from the show coming back in their own sitcom called Carol and Daryl. Watch them in their hilarious mishaps in day-to-day life. Oh, Carol, your arm fell off. You left your penis in the bathroom, Daryl. I mean, what the fuck?
I know.
Carol and Daryl. Friends.
I liked it.
I liked it.
And for a while, it was appointment viewing because it was with Seinfeld. It was coupled with Seinfeld. And yes. I absolutely loved Seinfeld. I think it's one of the best shows of all time. I still laugh.
You know, Seinfeld is on this list, too. And I think that what they're doing is just throwing out television shows that people really, really like.
Yes, it sounds like it. Just to stir things up.
And I get, okay, Seinfeld is not like prestige TV, but it certainly broke a lot of walls as far as comedy was concerned.
It was a
comedy about nothing. But I mean, most of these sitcoms were comedies about nothing. You could jump in on any particular episode.
It was like their delivery and just the way they said it. Their dynamic.
Cast. Yeah, it was the cast. It was Larry David writing. It was like the weird, quirky kind of comedy that that had mass appeal also. I think it was a different level of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
King of Queens?
Yeah, down here.
Yeah. Seinfeld, up here.
Right.
I mean, King of Queens, you know, pee pee poo poo jokes.
Yes.
King of Queens, the commercial break.
Right.
Seinfeld, smartless. You know what I'm talking about?
That's right.
That's how it goes, if you
it's
get
the
what
hierarchy.
I'm saying. Yeah. Both get a lot of listeners. Both got a lot of people paying attention. But you didn't see the King of Queens guy at any awards show. like that. What was his name? Daryl Hammond? I don't remember. Kevin James. And you know, they tried to like reboot that series into a different, like new series.
Okay.
And I think it lasted for
it didn't
a day
take.
And a half. Yeah. there's a couple other ones in here. Money Heist, which I've never seen in my entire life.
Either.
They put Squid Game down.
Oh.
Did you like Squid Game?
I didn't watch it. It was such a rage for a while, and then I heard what it was about, and then I skipped it.
You didn't?
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I really, really liked it. I really felt like it was a well done show. It is suspenseful every minute. Like
there was a reason it was so popular.
Yeah, your anxiety level is at 11 every minute that you're watching that television show. And it's so well crafted.
Mm-hmm.
It's so different than anything that we've seen. It is overdubbed and or subtitled, right? Okay. Depending on how you watch it. Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit of homework to do. You know, right. Television shows with homework are, you know, maybe not everybody's bag.
Well, and there's so much content on now that, you know.
So much content. So much great content. And yet Brian is watching British comedy soap operas all day long.
British comedy soap operas.
Yeah, British comedy. I'm into this show right now called Benidorm, which is, Benidorm is like a, it's a place in Spain where all of the British people go to vacation when they go on their, you know, month-long vacation to August or whenever it is. Mm-hmm. And so it's set at this resort, like this kind of like cheapy, all-inclusive resort.
Yeah.
And there's a cast of characters that come back year after year. Every season's a new year. Uh-huh. And then they go through all of these mishaps and funny things. And it's,
I want to check it out now.
It's, to me, it was filmed back in the 2000s.
Okay.
It's got this interesting...
In the aughts. Why is it called the aughts?
I want a faux English. That's what I heard this morning on the show. I want a faux English. I want to walk into a breakfast place and say that. I want a faux English
English.
Yeah. The show has a disclaimer on the front of it. Like when you start watching.
Yes.
It says this television show was filmed in the 2000s, right?
Okay.
It,
I like the disclaimer.
It has content and conversations around attitudes and feelings that reflect that particular period
time.
In time.
Mm-hmm.
Some people may find that offensive.
Okay.
I have yet to hear anything that was offensive, except
just covering their
bases. There are a couple of gay characters in the show, and some of the other characters, there's some tropes about mm-hmm. gay people. I think that's maybe what they mean.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like you have to, now in Disney Plus, you see this all the time.
Really?
Every fucking movie that's older than 1990.
Oh, I hadn't noticed that.
You see it. There's, you know, Mickey Mouse maybe smoking a pipe. And mm-hmm. they put a big disclaimer on the front
chitty,
of it.
Chitty, bang,
yeah,
bang.
Chitty, chitty, bang, bang. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang. What the fuck is that? Chitty, chitty, bang, bang. Was that, did you ever watch that show?
I think so, bang, bang. As a kid. I can't remember. Yeah. I don't know. There's a train flies involved. I can't remember.
I think they were trying to be like a like a knockoff of Laugh-In for people in the South.
Okay.
They called it Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I don't know. Maybe Dolly Parton was in it for a minute or something. Who knows? Remember Laughing?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
Where they used to like come out of the words.
Pop up.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, what you doing? I don't know, but Mom told me to go fuck myself. It's everybody. Laugh-In was an early version of the commercial break. They were always laughing at themselves.
Right. That's true.
It was almost like, you know, Saturday Night Live has this rule. Yeah. Don't break.
Right.
Don't break character. Don't laugh at yourself. Never laugh at yourself. But I always find it so funny when they do.
Yes.
Like, I think it's brilliant in those moments where someone says something. It's like David Spade can't hold his shit together when Chris Farley's doing the
Jimmy Fallon was one.
Yeah. Bill Hader.
And what the famous one with Christopher Walken and Will, you know.
Forte?
No, not Will Forte. God, the most famous comedian.
Anchorman.
It's too early in the morning.
Will Ferrell,
my God.
This is what happens when you get old, kids. It takes you like 6 hours.
But the one with the more cowbell.
I mean, people are breaking
and losing it.
I think my favorite is Bill Hader playing Stefan. Remember Stefan, the club reviewer on like the weekend news updates? They have frogs with mini skirts and small midgets running around with hats. You're just going to love it. Like, he'd review a club and he'd talk about all the wild stuff that was going on in the club. He'd be like, unicorns doing cocaine in their anuses. You're going to love it. And
he was great in that.
They used, like, for the last two, there's a story that for the last two Stefan appearances, the guy who was writing the Stefan thing, right, he changed the script last minute, and it's all telepromptered.
Oh, nice.
So Bill Hader, there's one particular part. I don't know what the joke was, and I don't find it particularly funny. I've seen the clip of it. I don't find the joke funny, but apparently Bill Hader felt that it was just the best thing in the world, because for almost a minute straight, he's just like this.
Oh, that's
laughing.
Right. I remember. I've seen that before, yeah.
But apparently, what's his name, hates that, you know.
Lorne Michaels.
Lorne Michaels.
This is Central Control. This is Central Control. Stand by.
George from Zorg wanted you to know that it's time for the commercial break. Inside of the commercial break, TCBpodcast.com, the brand new TCBpodcast.com, is where you go. You'll find all of the audio, all of the video right there on the website. And while you're there, you can drop us a line, hit the contact us form, and let us know if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas. We would love to hear them, and we will always give you credit if we use your idea on air. 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Yo. Text us, leave us a voicemail. We'd love to hear your voice. And who knows, you just might hear yourself at the beginning of one of these silly podcasts. We'd love it if you'd follow us on Instagram, though no one else does. You'll be the first at The Commercial Break. And go to our YouTube channel, where we're doing just slightly better, youtube.com/The Commercial Break. As the podcast continues to grow, Chrissy and I want you to know that we're ever grateful that you continue to listen. And if you have just a moment, follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. And if they have a place for you to leave a comment or a review, please do so. We like to keep the podcast free of charge because, let's be honest, no one was going to pay for it anyway. So our sponsors support our ventures. Please use the specialized URLs or codes if you're ever in the market for their products or services. They'll give you free shit. They'll continue to buy sponsorship. It's a win-win all around. Speaking of sponsors, we're going to take a short break to hear from them, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Hey, okay, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do. And.
Giddy.
Actually, yeah, I'm so giddy right now. We had a fan that texted us, and they said two things. They said, can you please do another Uncle Brian episode? Because that was really funny. And so I think we should think about that.
That's the meditation one, the Uncle Brian meditation.
Well, it's Remember,
ask Uncle Brian.
Ask Uncle
Brian.
It
was the advice column.
The advice column.
Yes.
Ask Uncle Brian.
Perfect.
So we'll get to that. So
I've
send your questions into the phone number and the contact information I give during the commercial. I'm not going to repeat it, but the number two request that now I've had four of is, can you please review a newer episode of Mountain Monsters?
I mean,
and I to
Papa?
That to that I say Papa. Popper! It's a popper! He's attracted by the harmonica. He's got a harmonica stuck in his ass, and every time he farts. A sexy phone? Is that what we called it?
Yes, a sexy phone.
So Mountain Monsters is a topic that's requested often, and so I thought that while we're here and you know, in light that we had to start
while
the show
we're
all
trying
serious
to climb back up the
yeah, while we're trying to get back to the top of Canada
clawing
I thought it'd be a to do a topic.
Hold on, we're not going anywhere.
I have this picture of you and me, and there's this big like billboard like chart with number one,
holding.
And we're just scraping down the side of the billboard. That's the only thing we've ever done in podcasting. Number one in Canada. Oh, Canada, where art thou? Oh, man. Well, it was fun while it lasted. I do have to say that. Yeah,
it was a prize.
It's neat to be number one.
It is neat.
Okay, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak.
12:30 a.m.
in Lee County, Virginia. Oh, wait, hold on. That's not the one I want to do. 12:30 in Lee County, Virginia. And we'll see what the boys are up to. Men of Mountain Monsters.
We got a scent post here, boys. Still wet as can be.
We're in Lee County, Virginia.
Still wet as can... Oh, guys, hey, guys, that's not... That's my piss, if you wanted to know. I just had to take a pee-pee over there in the corner. I got way too much Mountain Dew in me today. Woo-hoo!
The Dark Forest. And tonight, we're looking for sign of the Black Wolf.
The Black Wolf.
In Shawnee folklore. They believed it was the spirit of a shaman that had died, and it returns to take the Shawnee's dead to their afterlife.
Well, I've been around a couple shaman, and I'm telling you what, sometimes it looks like a black wolf because of all the peyote I've been eating.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. He pissed all the way up the tree.
The black wolf.
The black wolf climbed all the way up the tree.
Look up on the tree.
Holy hell.
My gosh.
What?
My God, it's tree bark.
Wet tree bark.
My God, it's a floodlight from this here front yard we're filming in.
My Lord.
Ooh. Okay, so what they're trying to show is claw marks.
Please, claw marks.
By God.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys, I use that pitchfork like you wanted to scrape that tree. Guys, don't leave me here alone. You know, I don't like to be here alone. I guess there is a Walmart right next door I can go to.
Oh, yes, it is.
Wow. From all the sign around this scent post, this well could be this black wolf.
Them claw marks are front feet, and them claw marks are back feet. So you got to realize that.
So I need to put my gun up.
Them claw marks were doing the hokey pokey, and them claw marks were doing the Macarena. Them claw marks. It's a 13-foot smoke wolf or whatever.
Wolf is as big as me.
That has to be a 250 or 260-pound wolf.
Now, why is everybody yelling? What is this, an episode of the commercial break?
Why do they yell?
That black wolf's got to be 344 pounds. Could you get the microphone a little closer to my mouth? So stupid. They all yell so loud.
They do.
It's an episode of the commercial break. Everybody's working for the weekend. It's the 5 o'clock Friday whistle with Brian Rock and Roll Ronnie. You made it to the weekend.
Know what we're up against.
Yeah.
We know what kind of trap to build, and we have a general location.
We have a general
location. What in the hell was that?
I would say that if you found the track marks on the tree, you probably have more than a general location of where he was.
We kind of know what's happening. Yeah.
You guys want me to draw a big circle on the map about where it generally was? Or what are you thinking? I don't know how you guys get so detailed. General location.
Yeah. They're deep diving.
Chrissy, I've been looking for my ring light, and there it is. I see it in a general location. This microphone's in a general location. I'll find it eventually.
It's right behind you. It's right. What? They've got guns pulled.
This is the part in the episode when they pull the guns and scream at each other. and the camera shakes around.
They've got headlights.
Yeah.
Headlights.
Got headlights.
Headlamps on.
They've got floodlights. They've got a whole camera crew.
I know.
Yeah. This is why we need common sense gun reform. It's because of these dum-dums.
What was that?
Looks like leaves. I don't know.
Ow!
Look at that guy.
He's very serious.
He's very
serious. He's ready to kill something. However, 377 episodes of Mountain Monsters, not a one shot has ever been fired. If I was in the middle of a deep, dark forest and I found that a smoke wolf or whatever they're calling this thing, a 13 and a half foot tall smoke wolf was scratching a post next to me, I wouldn't even have to see it. I'd start shooting.
Yeah.
That's it.
Exactly.
So I seen something over here, guys.
We got something on both sides of us.
Let's check it out.
Check it out. Keep moving.
It's just craft services, guys. It's time to eat.
We got something on both sides of us.
That's right. We're having Taco Bell Triple Bell burritos.
Mexican pizza.
Yum, yum. Extra sour cream for you, Buck.
Easy does it.
We're all about to get murdered by a smoke wolf. Take it easy. Take it easy. Slow and steady gets killed first.
Easy does it.
Do you not think you would just shit yourself?
Wait. What's the over-under? Like we were talking about earlier, people bet on everything.
What's the over-under on them actually finding something or being murdered by a smoke wolf?
No, or saying... that looks like something running, deer and
that looks
shit,
like a,
or whatever it is.
That looks like a deer on the front of my Bronco. He's as fast as a rabbit on the bottom of my tire.
Yes.
We left, brother.
Now you need to get tight. Something wrong, huh? We're being followed. Just keep moving. Just keep moving. We're being followed.
Yeah, guys. I mean, the whole camera crew's got to... we actually got to get some video. What are you thinking?
We're being followed.
We're being followed by the smell of Huck's early morning Waffle House run.
Huckleberry the Fourth.
Yeah, Huckleberry the Fourth. Because the first three died in an unfortunate crow accident.
Huckleberry, you talking about followed by a creature or you talking about followed by a person?
Yeah.
Or followed by the camera crew.
Are you talking about being followed by a creature or followed by a person? His response was, yeah. I don't want to get into specifics, but generally it's something that's going to murder
us.
Generally got an idea.
That it's
we're
a person
being,
or a creature.
Or a creature. Yeah. Possibly water. Maybe a Tonka toy truck. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I do know it's dangerous in nature.
There's something in here.
Ever since this team stepped foot in a dark forest, I've had this uneasy feeling that we've been followed.
Sorry. Ever since we stepped foot in a dark forest,
I've had this uneasy feeling that I forgot to wear underwear this morning.
I mean, what? Like, you're not going to feel uneasy in the dark in a forest at night.
I mean, come on. Well, these guys are professionals. Yeah, it's 1:30 in Lee County, Virginia.
I got an uneasy feeling.
Yeah, I think you're more likely to run into a keg party than you are a smoke wolf.
Yes.
I mean, come on, man. I got an uneasy feeling that it might have something to do with all of the X-lax I've been eating lately. But if I don't find what did they call it? If I don't find a scent post pretty soon.
I can't shake it. There's something
out. Huckleberry is security.
They just put him on the screen. Huckleberry. Yeah.
Security.
Security.
Security. He's doing a great job.
There's a trail in here.
Get the perimeter.
Oh my gosh.
Get the perimeter, Huckleberry. Hey, Huckleberry number 4, get the perimeter. Huckleberry number 5, stand by. This is where we usually lose a Huckleberry or two. When something's following us, we put Huckleberry as bait and we bring in Huckleberry the next one.
Yes.
What is that?
What?
It's a tree!
It's a tree! It's a tree. It's just a tree.
It's just a tree. What it's a that? Giant X made of tree branches.
Yep.
Look!
Like the wolf did that.
Yeah.
He was getting up on there and like making an X with the branches.
I've been telling you, Kathy, that I really want to get out of my own hobbies. I don't feel like I'm my own person. As a smoke wolf, I think I need to have my own creativity. So I'm going to take up that branch art I was talking about. Rawr, rawr. You go chase people. You go eat little children. I'm going to take up branch art. Rawr, rawr.
But you don't have imposable thumbs, Jim.
Well, you keep saying that, Kathy. But how did Bob make a tree X? If Bob can do it, I can't do. You never believe in my dreams, Kathy. Rawr, rawr. I don't want to be the smoke wolf who just runs around eating small people. I want to do something with my life, Kathy. I could be a TV star.
And he is. Oh, there's a rabbit.
That was a stuffed animal. Did you notice that? Let's go back. So what you're seeing is that's a stuffed animal. It's almost convincing.
It is a stuffed animal.
Yeah, it's a stuffed animal.
Oh my god!
What they walked up on was a big, like altar-like thing with an X made out of tree branches, and then a cleared circular area with stones around it, and a bunny rabbit hanging from a branch by a rope because the smoke wolf did that. But the bunny, if you stop the tape, is actually a stuffed animal. Of course it is. They can't hurt animals in the process of making mountain monsters.
No.
Oh my gosh. Go easy, Buck. Keep your eyes open. Look on the ground.
Here's this structure, bigger than any damn thing I've ever seen. It's over.
What about the nest?
Bigger than the Hoover Dam. bigger than the Eiffel Tower.
It's bigger than anything I've ever
bigger seen. Bigger than I've ever seen.
Meanwhile, it's like 8 feet.
Yeah, meanwhile, there's trees that are 40 feet tall. Bigger than anything I've ever seen, like a house or a large car. Or a Doritos display at Walmart.
12 foot tall, and it's evil looking.
There's a dead animal in the center of it.
A what?
A dead animal. Right
what?
In the middle.
You didn't see that?
What?
What?
I didn't notice all the blood flowing from that thing hanging in the middle of the cross. Oh, guys, that's just Waffle House special sauce. It's Chick-fil-A barbecue, guys. Looks real because everything's in black and white. We film in X-ray vision. I don't know if you noticed. But everything on the show's in X-ray vision.
Dead rabbit upside down. That can't be a good sign.
Expert Buck. Caller. Go Buck is an expert caller.
Yip, yip, yip. I'm calling the smoke wolves by name. Let me dial them up. I've got a phone number right here. Hi, is this Jim the smoke wolf? I'm an expert caller.
Oh, my God.
I've got an Android and an Apple.
Oh, my God. This is too funny. I mean, we're like 5 minutes in.
It's so funny.
This is telling us to get the hell out.
Well, it's certainly not saying you're welcome for dinner. It's not an invitation for a first date, Huckleberry.
No.
They got Huckleberries on security. Yeah. This is warning us that something bad might happen.
An altar with the dead.
Usually when there's dead slaughtered animals around an altar.
That means bad.
That's right. It means welcome. You're invited to my daughter's quinceañera.
Now what put this here? The woman of the woods? The black wolf.
The woman of the woods.
The woman of the woods. How did we miss that one? I want that episode next. The woman of the woods. Oh, that's just Betty. She's got a bad meth problem. She runs around in a Walmart moo-moo screaming at people. Get away!
Woman of the woods.
A woman of the woods. Light language girl? No?
Yeah, no.
Any way you look at it, this thing is trouble.
I think the best thing we can do is get out of here. But now we know there is a wolf in here.
But now we know.
We still have a lot to learn.
Wait, hold on. How did you deduct that there is a wolf in there? When something with imposable thumbs and a ladder from Home Depot made an altar with a dead bunny in the middle of it. What?
It's a wolf.
If there was a wolf.
It's a wolf.
Do you not think the wolf would have gone after the bunny? Like, do you think the first thing the wolf would have done is eat the bunny?
Yeah, the bunny was intact.
Yeah.
It was just hanging upside down, which is not even, it's a stuffed animal.
It's a stuffed animal.
So.
Yeah. It's not even a
That's why the wolf didn't go after it.
That's right. It's not even a convincing stuffed animal. It's just looks weird.
The black wolf. And the best way to do that is to catch him. Tonight, I believe we found the heart of his territory. Willie's got to start working on a trap so we can figure out exactly
the
how
heart
to
of
get
his territory.
This is wolf country. That's where they like to party. Over here is where they get together for special occasions. This is the dining room. Smoke country.
We're in Lee County, Virginia.
Oh, they're in color now.
Oh, yeah.
Something's going on with Jeff. He's acting like a complete different person.
Did anybody step inside that medicine circle?
I did.
You're going to get...
I did.
Oh, shit. Once you step inside the medicine circle, then you got to file a bunch of paperwork with Medicare and Medicaid. It's a whole ordeal. You got to pick your prescriptions up from Target.
It's a whole thing.
Did you notice now that it used to be that these guys just pretended to chase, you know, Bigfoot around.
Yeah.
Every season, the storylines have gotten more complicated and they last for multiple episodes. So I've noticed that with, especially with Mountain Monsters lately, the ones we've reviewed.
Yeah.
We've done like probably five of these. And I've noticed the last three. There's a bit of like occult and maggot magic that comes in here a little
bit.
Like Jeff has been taken over by some smoke wolf spirit or something. Let's find out why Jeff's so rattled.
Mm-hmm.
Trouble getting inside these medicine circles, and I'm telling you.
Jeff, I'm going to tell you this one time. I'm about done with you snapping at me. I've listened to all of them.
What did he say?
I know.
What happened? Jeez, Buck. You're on edge today. Somebody get Buck a pack of Newports and a Mountain Dew.
One last time. Quit snapping at me.
Let's see exactly what Buck said.
Buck just said, did you step in the medicine circle?
Yeah, that's all he... No, Jeff asked if... Was his name Jeff? I think it's Jeff. Jeff asked...
Acting weird.
Yeah. Okay, let's see.
You're going to get in trouble getting inside these medicine circles, and I'm telling you.
Jeff, I'm going to tell you this one time. I'm about done with you snapping at me. I've listened to all I'm going to listen to.
Telling you.
Welcome to the 44th Annual Academy Award, starring Tom Hanks, Penelope Cruz, and now here's your host, Buck. Tonight we give the Best Dramatic Actor Award to the man who's created mythology and mystery. Buck!
Buck.
I'm telling you one time and one time only. I'm sick of you snapping at me.
I have to.
Why don't you do something about it?
Jeff, you need to lose the attitude, Buck.
Come on, Buck. Let's go on. Show me what you want to show me.
Every time I come to this forest, I have a feeling something's here, something evil. And now it's rubbing off on Jeff.
The rabbit was hanging back.
Every time I start yelling and pointing at the camera, things get serious. What is going on here?
I don't know.
Doesn't seem like anybody should be yelling at each other.
Basically, right in the middle of that top part that you see is a triangle. Its belly was like this way. And it's...
Oh, we get cell service.
You didn't have your phone.
Do you know how rude it is to keep your phone on while we're taping an episode of Mountain Monsters? We get paid $3,000 per episode to split among the 10 of us, and you got a damn phone on. Meanwhile, that's a flip phone.
Oh, yeah, it is.
What's going on?
No, it's not.
Oh, no.
Jeff, who's trying to call you, man?
Who is it?
We're standing there looking at
it's
that
the
structure.
Wolf.
All of a sudden...
Jeff, who is it? Who is it? I get a feeling that Jeff is sleeping with Buck's wife again.
Peggy.
Jeff's phone starts ringing. He told us he didn't have his phone on him.
It's the forest woman.
It's the woman of the forest. Hi, Jeff. It's me, woman of the forest. I've got your favorite negligee on. A blood-soaked turtle sitting on my head with rabbits hanging around my neck. Would you like to come over to my cave?
Just to see who's calling him.
What are you trying to hide from us, Jeff?
I'm hiding nothing from you.
Jeff, you're hiding that. What the hell?
All right, guys, I got to be honest. The guys from the production crew over at Expedition Everest have been asking if I want to come join their team. And yes. I'm sorry, it's getting a little old, you know, all the smoke wolves in Lee County, Virginia. I'm sick of it.
There's
I want to branch
so
out.
Long. There's only so much you can go after.
That's right. I want to get to another state besides Virginia.
What else are you hiding?
Nothing. Jeff, if you wasn't trying to hide nothing.
What else are you hiding?
I wonder lies.
You told us you didn't have your phone.
I never said that.
Yeah, you did.
We both heard it, Jeff.
Why would you specifically say I don't have my phone?
Yeah, why would you say that? Why would you say that? Hey, guy, just letting everybody know I don't have my phone. That's like what you say after you murder somebody. Just let everybody know I've been here the whole time, even though I left for a few minutes. I didn't leave for many minutes. Not enough to kill somebody, say. Say if a police officer was to ask you how long I was gone for, you would say less than time it takes to kill somebody, right? Right? Am I right? You can vouch for me.
Buck, I've had about all this I need.
We didn't have to bring you out here today, Jeff. We're trying to work with you, man. Excuse me, look at your phone.
I told you.
Whoa.
God, they're getting into a real fight. Or a fake fight.
I'm not done with it. Come on, God.
It's a fake fight, but...
Over there with it, Jeff.
I'm telling you right now,
son. You need to chill your ass out, Buck. You need to chill out.
What? They're attacking Jeff. I don't
know
why.
Why are they attacking him? So what happened was...
And then they're turning it around and saying...
They got upset because he answered a phone call, and then now they're like trying to grab his phone out of his pocket. What is going on here? Are they trying to start a cult or something? Like, why do you care?
Yeah.
There must be something mysterious going on, Chrissy. I think this is foreshadowing.
I think it is.
I mean, I know that this is like a, you know... This is like Breaking Bad level subtle. You have to watch every single frame in order to kind of get the big picture.
Yes.
But I'm sensing that something about that phone call is going to come up later on.
I think so, too.
Pointing at me like that.
Buck, you need to stand down.
Why don't you two just go over there and huddle up and kiss each other's ass? I'm out of here.
I know Jeff.
Wow.
I reach for his phone, and he shoves me. He's never acted like this before.
Well,
if
somebody reached for my phone, I'd show him all the way,
too. Is that just like standard operating procedure for you to grab his phone whenever you choose? What an asshole. What kind of friendship is going on here?
Something's not right in his head.
You got to take the good with the bad, bub. Right now, this is the bad.
He's going to take off. Come on.
He don't act this way. You know that.
I understand that, but I can only take so much. And he's pushing... He's pushing. He about got laid out down there.
You
by him?
By you? You'd have to roll over him. You're 726 pounds, dude.
Yeah, he's not decking anything.
Jeff, hold up.
Come on, Jeff.
Jeff, we're not leaving you out here by yourself. Oh, that's nice.
Like, I got my phone.
Oh, wow, yeah.
You need to stop.
Yeah. No worries.
Hold up.
What are you going to do?
What?
Beat me up some more?
Is he bleeding?
He's bleeding.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, late night last night.
Oh, shit. I was doing blow with your wife last night, Buck. By the way, if you notice, the nosebleed is actually coming from the top of the nose and not the whole of the nose. How does that happen? What's going on here?
It's that barbecue sauce.
I'm sorry, guys. I got a little aggressive with the barbecue sauce. I took a chicken finger and I dipped it in his nose sauce.
Did you get hit?
No, I didn't get hit.
It's the second time since we've been down here you get a nosebleed.
Feels like something's just stuck up in my head. I got a headache. It's going to happen from the stress, don't you understand? My blood pressure jumped right there. I could feel it just...
Jeez. That's more than stress right there, Jeff.
I mean, it's pretty bloody, and he's got a white, long beard.
He's got a white, long beard, and there's just blood all over it.
That's ruined.
I gotta throw that beard away.
And now
OxyClean's not going to get that out.
No, you're going to need more than Tide to wash that beard.
These woods, let's go. Come on.
Let's go. Come on, I'll keep going.
Yeah. Doesn't want to talk.
Come on, I'm fine. I'm dying of a heart attack. Don't worry about it.
My blood pressure is dying.
My dad had a heart attack for 2 years before we took him to the hospital. My dad's nose was bleeding in 1982. I took him to the hospital yesterday.
About his bloody nose, he doesn't even want to talk to us, period. All he wants us to do is take him back to his farmhouse, drop him off, and leave him alone.
Well, me too. Yeah, I would feel that way. Man.
Think what you think. Just get me to the farmhouse, okay?
Man, just I need to argue with it.
To the farmhouse. Yes. And notice they're in a residential area. There's like houses and Mayanite's mailboxes. This is your shit.
I know. Oh,
okay. All right, listen. I got a part two. I'm not going to let it go. I got a part two, but it's going to run a little long.
Okay.
So we'll let it go for today.
That was really fun.
You got part one of two parts of the Mountain Monsters.
They're in a residential.
They're in a residential neighborhood. They drove 1 inch, and there was a bunch of houses. They were in a cul-de-sac. Oh, man. God bless the Mountain Monsters.
Buck and Pawpaw.
Buck and Huck and Puck and Pawpaw and the Crow-Crows. And... I just love that show. I just think it's wonderful. Okay, here's what you do. You go to tcbpodcast.com. That's where you can find out more information about Chrissy and I. You can get all the show notes. You can watch all the video. You can listen to all the audio all from one location. You can also contact us. Reach us at the Contact Us button. Drop us an email, comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas. We'd love to hear them from you. And who knows? We could use your content idea in a future episode. And if we do, we'll give you credit for it. You can also contact us at 661-237-8296. Text us or call us and leave us a voice message at The Commercial Break on Instagram and youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Christy and I want to thank everybody who've been leaving us wonderful reviews on your favorite podcast platform. If you take 1 minute out of your day, if you haven't done so already, could you please leave us a kind review? You could say something like, The Commercial Break, it's not for everyone, 5 stars. Or
Pawpaw.
Or do what every other smart off. Yeah, Pawpaw, 5 stars. Or do what everybody else does and call us unfunny and unrelatable and then leave us 5 stars. Mm-hmm. That's a good one, too. Listen, we really would appreciate it. And one of the more important things you can do to help The Commercial Break is use our sponsors, specialized URLs or codes whenever you're in the market for their product or service. It lets them know that we're doing our job, and it keeps this show free and frequent to you. And that's the most important thing, because no one was going to pay for it anyway. So we need that sponsor cash. I want to get back to Paul Cruz, because I think that guy is really funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's a blast. He's a bucket of monkeys. Okay, guys.
Barrel.
Yeah, barrel of monkeys. Bucket of monkeys, whatever. Barrel
same,
of monkeys. Yeah. Guys, common sense gun reform. We need it in this country. Thank you for listening to my 5 minute serious dissertation. I think that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
Chrissy, I love you.
No, I love you, Brian.
And best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I do say, we must say, and we always say, bye.